Clinical psychologist Dr. Judith Koshe is here with some advice to keep you from dumping a bowl of punch over those bad gift-givers. Dr. Koshe, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. My pleasure.
The whole notion of it being the thought that counts for the holidays, really nobody buys that anymore because that's just not true, is it?
Well, it is and it isn't. I mean, giving is actually part of loving, and we want to love well. So when somebody doesn't give us a gift, we very often think that if we have to ask them, it means that we don't love them.
That they don't know us well enough, they don't know what we like, or what we don't like. We shouldn't have to ask.
And I think that's wrong, David. I think you can ask somebody what they want.
Really?
I mean, if I come to you and I say, David, I want to give you a present.
Right.
Is that an okay thing to ask
Like
you?
For an anniversary gift, if you say to your wife, if I get you a belt, is that okay?
Yeah.
Usually not a great idea.
Right.
A gun rack, right.
Yes.
A lot of people think there can be a meaning behind the gift, right? So
if
you get a kind of a thoughtless gift or something that doesn't really suit you, you're wondering, am I with a thoughtless person, or whether it's your spouse, your girlfriend, boyfriend, or a relative.
Right. Well, giving is actually more about the giver than the receiver, and we all know challenged givers. I mean, there are challenged givers, and if somebody is a challenged giver, then they're going to give the same bad gift over and over again. So everybody has a bad year, but once is once.
Right.
And
but
a series of onces is not one.
The question is, how should you pretend that you like the gift to be polite? I guess it depends upon the setting. But if it's somebody that's close to you, at some point do you confront the person and say, you know, this is not getting it done?
Both. So in public, the last thing we're going to do is to say, oh, this is a terrible gift. Why did you give it to me?
Right, right.
Because everybody in the room is going to be really, really uncomfortable. But later, you can go to somebody, especially if you know them well, and say, let's talk calmly. Can we please talk about Christmas on the gun rack?
Okay.
It wasn't such a good idea.
Okay, let's go through some of your top tips here on for the bad gift giver to give you something good to sort of turn this person around. Accept clumsy gift givers. We just have to accept them from time to time that they may not be there. Try to educate, like you were saying.
Calmly,
explain to them.
Quietly, in the peace of after the holidays, not during the holidays.
Okay. Evaluate relationships. Accept what you can't change in your gift giver.
Sure.
And finally, just holidays are about loving, right? And to give is to love.
Holidays are about loving, warts and all.
Right. Okay. Important advice. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Happy holidays, Dr. Judith Koshe.